worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Ah, yes, welcome to yet another episode of the greatest podcast on the internet. The internet's best kept secret. It's a freak accident. And man, I gotta be honest, hearing this this intro music here takes on new meaning after the passing of Chris Cornell last week.
Like, that was wrong.
We'll talk about that in a minute. It is a freak accident. I am Chris Go, and of course, I am joined, as always, by Lazy E.
Guess what? I ran out so fast to get here, I dribbled a little when I went to the bathroom. Had to sit in front of the dryer for a second.
Don't worry, I make sure that the chair he uses is always his chair. It's marked, so it's identified.
It happens. And these are things that happen.
And Mickey's here, too, in her own chair.
I like my chair.
Yeah, there's no dribble
there's
on it.
There's no dribble on it.
A distinct lack of dribble.
Well, it dried. We're good.
Ah, okay.
I was smart. Come on, we've all done that before.
Freakaccident.com is the website. Feel free to email us, freaks@freakaccident.com. If you include your mailing address, we will send you some stickers.
Woo!
I know there's still a couple people waiting on stickers and the delivery thereof. We have not forgotten you.
They're getting there.
Maybe they've forgotten us. I don't know, but they'll be reminded when that envelope finally arrives in your mailbox. So just keep an eye out, okay? Blame it on me. Okay?
We are.
Blame it on the rain.
But I was just going to say, always blame it on the rain.
Yeah, you can blame it on me, though. I'm lazy and forgetful.
I'm lazy. You're
right.
Forgetful. That's our morning show. Lazy and forgetful. I'm lazy.
I'm forgetful.
We're lazy and forgetful.
That's if we ever end up on like an oldies station.
Yeah,
doing
lazy and forgetful.
The morning zoo crew kind of thing.
Yeah.
Honk, honk, honk. Lazy and forgetful.
Wow.
That was a sick sounding cat.
Yeah, that's one of our bits. The sick sounding cat.
But yeah, man, you know, I never thought when we launched this podcast last year.
Yeah.
Feels like it's been a lot longer.
I know. Well, I mean,
we've been podcasting for longer than this show has existed. But I mean, either way, when we picked Cochise by Audio Slave as like, you know, to be a great intro music for the show, never did I think in a year or so that it would have like nostalgic tendencies to it after Chris Cornell died.
Yeah.
Last week, I mean, that's what people might have been surprised. You got to remember, we record Wednesdays. This show gets posted every Thursday. So Thursday morning, Chris Cornell's dead. The show's already been, like, prepared to launch, you know? I mean, it was terrible, though.
Well,
I hate that it happened.
This is why you always have to check at freakaccident.com. You have to check our Facebook page. We're always updating that with that news and stuff.
We were both swinging our hands there.
we
held hands for a brief second. There we go. We're just gonna do this, like, naturally.
Would you like me to leave the room?
This is normal.
Please.
You've seen way worse from the two of us by now.
All right,
how long can we keep... Oh, okay.
There's a point where we have to let that go.
Say, how long can we keep this up?
You know what? The sad thing about this...
I was going to slip you the middle finger on the palm. You know what I mean? That little trick that you used to do.
I thought because I let it go, you were going to flip me off.
How dare you?
I have
insulted.
Yeah, you let go of me? Yeah, there to you too. No, but the whole Chris Cornell thing, like, I mean, it just
sucks.
I don't know, like, in the fact that the way he said it happened, like, he hung himself,
right?
But
terrible.
Please,
by the way, if you're thinking about doing that, get help. Seriously, call the number.
Yeah, 411 or whatever it may be. You know, whatever that number may be. But did you hear what the family said?
No.
They said because his wife called him up. And he takes Ativan for anxiety and stuff like that. And she's claiming he called, took two, and was slurring words. And she thinks that may have inadvertently caused his mind to warp and not think he was doing what he was doing.
That could be.
Which is actually more depressing.
Yeah.
To think that it might have been total accidental.
That's why, you know what I mean? I struggle with depression. I mean, I would never take any kind of medication, though, because that stuff can really mess you up. Yeah. I mean, you even hear in the commercials, and like, you know, take this pill to help you not feel depressed anymore. Side effects may include suicidal tendencies and further depression. It's like, oh, well, like, okay, yeah, that definitely...
That's supposed to solve it.
Let's risk that. Absolutely. Sure. Totally worth it.
And if you notice, he changed the last song on his last show with Soundgarden to that Led Zeppelin one.
Mm.
That really, like, was kind of foreshadowing.
On the nose?
Yeah. You can actually see videos of that last performance over at afreakaccident.com.
The most depressing thing is the conversation that Lazy E and I had via text, though. Eddie Vedder is all that's left of grunge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wayne Staley's dead. Kurt Cobain's dead. Chris Cornell's dead. Eddie Vedder's all that's left. And Lazy E had the best comeback. That means there's nothing left of grunge that we can understand.
It's very
break it all down, every other time, even her.
He was a good
start
guy.
Start around that butterfly.
Mayhew. No, but Chris Cornell, like, genuinely nice guy. We did an event at the radio station, and his bodyguards, Crisco, you know what I'm talking about. When the bodyguards say, only one thing signed, that's it. Somebody had two things, they held it off to the side. He goes, let me sign that for you. Like, he took care of everybody.
Chris, we'll miss you, man. You were one of my favorite musicians of all time, and Soundgarden's one of my all-time favorite bands, so
I'm not going to get that new album.
Yeah, no. Not now.
Sucks.
Glad King Animal was a good record. That was a good note to
good,
go out
yeah.
on, I guess. So I had something, too, that I wanted to bring up in this this opening segment,
Let's
too.
Let's do it.
I know it's odd, now that I think about it, me being a grammar Nazi... seeing as how I can barely string together a series of words into a coherent sentence on at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you guys ever heard someone refer to an event that is historic as... How would you... If you were to say that something was historic, how would you preface that? Would you say it is a historic day or an historic day?
A. Because it's not a vowel. That starts.
That's the rule, right?
Yeah.
It's you use A for any consonant starting word, and you use an for any word that starts in a vowel.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, right, Mickey?
For the most part.
You look thrilled to be here today.
Yeah. For the most part.
Like, you got to understand, she said that and rolled her eyes at the same time. Like, it was like,
I'm afraid to know where this is going.
Well, no, I'm just asking because I was confused this morning. I said something was an historic event, and Hello Nurse called me out on it, and she said it's a historic event.
Yes.
And I was like, wait, no, I've definitely heard, like, when Obama got elected, I remember all of the news people saying, this is what an historic night.
They know nothing!
They're wrong.
Apparently. Well, I did look into it.
Okay.
I did look into it, and this is, it is, it was an, because back in old-timey days... This is your knowledge nugget from a freak accent.
Oh boy.
And helping you talk better. In the old timey days, the H on a lot of those words was silent. Like, you gotta figure in, like, England. You know, they'd say it's historic. Remember they'd basically drop the H, they'd say, you know, it's an historic day.
Oh, they're stupid then.
Yeah, so it was an because of the way those words used to be pronounced, but now in the modern vernacular where we tend to hinge on that H, historic, it should be A. So don't let any news person or any fancy-dancy person like me...
This is why I'm not a grammar Nazi. There's too many rules.
There really are.
Can I ask Mickey
I can barely speak, so it hardly matters, but learn to speak a little bit better.
Why are you making faces at me?
Mickey, he just said, just in case you're wondering... Let me ask you, Mickey, how many times have you been pondering that question in the last 10 years?
No, not at all.
No, listener, sure, you're saying the same thing.
This is self-educating. I'm hoping that I become a better orator after this entire thing.
Stop making up words.
That is a real word.
Nope.
That
fake.
Is.
Fake.
It's not as bad as Ari, okay? Orator is a real word.
Go back to the podcast archives, freakaccent.com, click podcast. Yeah. You got to hear that moment.
You'll find Ari, yeah.
Oh, it is Ari. And you and I just look at him going, what is wrong with
I couldn't
you?
Stop saying it in my mind after
it was,
that
either. It was a rye he was trying to say.
a rye bread.
What are we talking and about? And a rye bread.
What are we talking about today? All right, let's move right along. We're doing another news update because, yeah, what? 2 weeks in a row? A news update?
Well,
there's been a lot of news that's happened, so.
It happens.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. You don't want me to tease you or anything this
time? Tease me.
Normally he goes, give me something. I'm waiting for it, and he's not giving it to me.
Yeah, because I was just hoping you would do it. I would hope you'd do it.
He's looking for something clever and witty to poke on his sound effect thing over there.
The whole thing went black. I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh no. But anyways, give me a tease.
A big game hunter gets his.
Oh, I know about this one.
Irony!
Oh, it's the biggest irony.
And we've got the best opening lines for getting a positive response from the ladies if you're using one of those dating apps, guys. So we'll help you. We'll continue to try and help our
males.
Scum male audience better develop themselves into more approachable, refined, and desirable human beings.
So you're telling me my eyeballs are going to roll in the back of my head?
They haven't already. I've seen you roll your eyes like 4 times just since we started recording today.
This is true.
Maybe she's just exercising them. Getting those eye rolls in.
You know, the eye socket muscle is a muscle that, you know, you don't work out that often.
She does a lot. Especially during this show.
I'm picturing her like hanging like dumbbells off of her eyes and like rolling them like, ah.
She is kind of here. She's rolling her eyes at some dumbbells.
She does it.
He's got it. All right.
Bill Gates has some advice for graduates this year.
It's important. It's this time of the year.
We might give you some of our own advice. Not that you want it, but we're going to give it to you anyway. And we have some personality traits that will help you live a long life.
Oh, that's good.
Because we're all about helping you live longer and speak better and be a better date.
Everything. We're a self-help podcast.
We are now. It's a freak accident.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
News update.
When the news comes fast, we deliver it fast.
Faster!
Faster!
Puppets on.
Sorry. Faster the news and pulling the strings.
No.
Giving the stories, giving you things.
Come on, Mickey.
Nope.
Let's start this thing or else she's going to leave.
They're getting it.
You need to stop dancing.
It's what? It's Ariana Grande.
Yeah. What? What do you want me to say?
What's wrong with me fist pumping to Ariana Grande?
I think you answered your own question.
Listen, I'm going to stay optimistic and positive in light of a tragedy like that happened in Manchester, England.
Awful.
Or is it Manchester United Kingdom? As we learned last week, apparently England isn't a country.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, BuzzFeed.
Yeah, whatever. So, terrible, terrible tragedy. And, I mean, this really is not what you want to hear. I mean, I didn't... This happened at 10:35 p.m. local time. So, it was like, what, like middle of the day?
Like 10 a.m. here.
Yeah.
Probably around that.
I mean, the thing is, I didn't even hear about it, though, until the following day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I must have just been that detached from everything. But, like, I'm like, what happened? Absolutely terrible. A suicide bombing attack in England.
Mm-hmm. Where you don't really see
where you wouldn't
that
expect
much.
A suicide bomber to
like,
be.
Like, right. In France, in...
Jeez, France. Poor France. France has had, like, 5 terrorist attacks just since January.
Ireland,
like.
you could expect it over there, but in England, what?
Yeah, there really hasn't been much. I mean, Europe is really... in a bad spot right now. Like, this stuff keeps happening over there. So 22 people
at Ariana Grande concert.
Right, that's why you played Grande there. It was after, right? It was as
I think
people
so.
Were exiting
yeah.
the arena because this guy wanted to try and get the most people possible.
Yeah.
At least 22 people, including children, were killed.
Ugh.
59 people injured. People were taken to 8 area hospitals. Victims have been named. Three victims have been named, including an 8-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 26-year-old.
Who just went to see a concert.
Yeah.
Just went to have some fun.
Right.
And that little kid, probably her first concert ever.
Probably.
Yeah. That's sick.
People, I mean, the police named the suspected bomber.
I don't even know his name.
I'm not saying his name.
No, he doesn't
care.
Deserve it.
But, I mean, what's ISIS claimed responsibility?
Of course they did. They were going to do it. They do it regardless if it's them or not.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and this isn't me intending to sound any particular way, but if I were to read this guy's name, you would think, yeah, sure, ISIS. It probably was ISIS.
Okay, but I mean,
now they're also saying that this guy might have been what's called a mule, though.
Oh,
in other words, yeah. He's working in he delivered a package that was given to him by someone else.
So he may have not even known what was going
to
happen.
Maybe not. I mean, it's likely that he did because that's how these things tend to work. But they're saying that somebody else is still out there who's making these bombs, and there may be more coming in the days ahead.
Yeah.
There may be more mules, in other words.
And you know, not that I particularly like her music or anything, but I feel terrible for her because that's going to rattle her for a long
Absolutely.
Time.
Ariana Grande? Did you see her tweet?
No.
It said something to the effect of, I don't have it here in front of me. I thought maybe it'd be on this page, but she apologized. Like, her first instinct was to say, I'm so sorry.
You know, good on, I mean, not that she ever had to. But right. I get why she did.
I'm going to look and see what it says. I mean, that's the thing. She needs to understand, like, it is not her... Oh, broken from the bottom of my heart, I'm so sorry I don't have words.
Not your fault.
It's not your fault.
No.
You know, you don't need to apologize. You were just trying to put on a show, and people came to have a good time.
It does show what kind of heart she has, though.
Yeah.
That she actually feels responsible, which, you know, good on her, but, yeah, no need to.
And that's the thing, like... At this point, you kind of have to ask, how do you stop something like this from happening? It seems like it can't be stopped, because then it came out, too, that the authorities over there were aware of this guy ahead of this.
Okay.
He already had red flags on him, and they were supposed to be keeping an eye on him and checking what he was doing. And so, like, at this point, like, that has happened so often. Like, every single time one of these things happen, it's always like, oh, yeah, police knew about this guy, or, you know, FBI knew
then
about this
why
guy,
didn't
or
you do anything?
European investigative agencies knew about this guy. It's like, why didn't you do anything? How
is he getting to a concert?
I mean, how does... You gotta wonder, is that many people dropping the ball, or is it just this hard to get your arms around this kind of a situation?
Or is it they're trying to cover their own tracks by saying they had eyes on them, and true. In actuality they didn't?
Either way, it seems almost like it can't be stopped at this point.
Well, it's not like Al-Qaeda, where there were a select group of people. These people are recruiting and brainwashing people in the United States, England, France, and you can't stop what you can't identify.
Right.
You can't pick somebody out and say, that's ISIS.
Right.
Because they're all colors, creeds doing this, and you get what you have there.
It's like Hydra.
Yes.
Cut off one head, two more grow in its place.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Terrible tragedy, though. I mean, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with all of the victims and everything else, and with England. And
yeah. I'm sure you could find ways to help out through the Red Cross and
stuff
like that.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of things you can do. I mean, it's just like... Something's got to be done. Got to be done eventually.
Dance with the elephant. Listen as he blows a crazy solo.
What a swerve!
Of his elephant trunk.
Got to lighten things up.
Oh, yeah. Especially after that.
Yeah.
This will make people happy. This was in Johannesburg.
Oh, Johannesburg.
Not really sure how light this is, though.
Oh! Hog, hog, hog. Way to go, Mickey. Good job.
Yeah.
A professional big game hunter by the name of Thunis Botha. Which is
Hello,
he from,
Thunis.
Is he from Star Wars?
Yeah, he's going to be.
Thunis Botha. 51. He's dead after a hunt in Gwai in Zimbabwe when a member of his group fired at a storming elephant. And the animal then fell over on top of this guy and crushed him.
Ha!
dance with the elephant. Good. You know, I've never understood big game hunting.
My uncle does it, so I can't. I mean, like I don't get it.
He hunts rhinoceroses and things.
He shot a monkey over in Africa, and like a lion. He said he'll never shoot a monkey again, though, because they react like humans, like you see on TV. They hold their heart and they'll like do the fall.
Oh no!
Like the platoon, like.
I still don't get it. Like I don't get what the appeal of it is.
It's to have trophies. That's about it. I don't understand. I'm not saying it's right, wrong. Yeah, whatever,
I would have more respect for you if you like earned stuffed lions and things by being like massively good at carny games.
I'd be more impressed if you did it with your hands.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well. Go out there with a spear and tell me how you do. Dude, you want to talk about like why we gotta be going to bad news again? This is a heartbreaking, terrible story.
And what a to a lesser extent, a shot to the movie industry.
Yeah, filmmaker Zack Snyder, who's responsible for many, many movies, Sin City, 300, mm-hmm. He did Man of Steel, he did Batman versus Superman, he's now directing and helming Justice League, which is coming out at the end of this year. His daughter committed suicide.
Oof.
And as a result of that, he has decided to step away from the movie, which, as it currently stands, is in post-production, so it's just about done.
Yeah.
So and I don't want to say the best time for something, like, best time for someone to walk away, never a best time for what happened to him, but...
Do you want to... This really hit me, this particular part of this Hollywood Reporter article, which they have, like, words from, because he held a press conference about why he was doing it.
Okay.
He said that her death had been kept private. He wanted to keep it private. In other words, like, you know, he didn't want it to get out. He thought it was just going to be, like, this isn't... I'm paraphrasing here. He thought it was just going to be, you know, a private thing that they were going to deal with on their own. But then when he decided it wasn't, he needed to step away, to protect the movie and everyone involved with filming the movie, he decided to actually make it public so that there was a reason, because he didn't want all of these blogs and news sites to start speculating, oh, right, because he sucks and, you know, Warner Brothers is on fire and everything's ruined. You know,
Justice the movie
League,
isn't that good.
The movie's going to be terrible and everything else. Like, to try and protect that, like, he actually... went out and put himself out there to try and, you know, make sure that everybody was accounted for, essentially. But listen to this, though. Listen to this. In my mind, because after this happened, they took 2 weeks off of working on the movie. He then went back to work. He initially was eager to return to the film. In my mind, he says, I thought it was a cathartic thing to go back to work, just bury myself and see if that was the way through it. He said, the demands of this job are pretty intense. It's all consuming. And in the last 2 months, I've come to the realization I've decided to take a step back from the movie to be with my family, be with my kids who really need me. They're all having a hard time, and I'm having a hard time.
You know, he may have been protecting the movie by saying that and did something that he didn't want to do, got out of his comfort zone. But in the end of the day, he may be helping thousands of other people.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Here's this quote, the direct quote. Here's the thing. I never planned to make this public. I thought it would just be in the family, a private matter, our private sorrow that we would deal with. When it became obvious that I needed to take a break, I knew there would be narratives created on the internet. They'll do what they do. The truth is, I'm past caring about that kind of thing right now. I mean, this is terrible. I mean, this guy lost his young daughter.
Something no parent
How old
should
was
ever
she?
Do.
She was, I want to say...
In the teens?
She was young, yeah.
She was a kid.
Yeah.
20 years old.
Okay.
Okay.
Still, I mean, no parent wants to do that.
No.
Nobody wants, no family wants to deal with that.
And you're not supposed to. That's not the way life is supposed to work
out. I can respect him wanting to, like, sink himself back into his work, though, to get through it. But, dude, seriously, take a step back.
No one's going
to
blame you for that.
No, not at all. And, I mean, I'm glad to see people have been, like, throwing a lot of support his way, too.
And, again, this is going to help other people that have that problem.
Interesting twist. Joss Whedon, who is going to be doing the Batgirl movie, is taking over to finish up post-production, which means Joss Whedon has now been involved with both the Avengers and the Justice League.
Ooh, that is a conflict of interest. can never get enough Guardians of the Galaxy stuff.
No, and apparently neither could this guy. He was so utterly offended that his date was texting during the movie that he is suing her.
What?
How can you do that?
Brandon Vesmar from Texas is taking a stance on the texting during a movie issue by suing his Bumble date. I guess that's another one of those dating sites. We'll get into more of that later. Hey, quick advice, guys, if you want to be more appealing to women on the dating apps, don't sue them for texting during the movie. After she used her phone during a movie, he decided to sue her for $17.31, the price of a 3D showing of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
First of all, why'd you waste your money on the 3D? Like, that's just your fault. You gotta just get the regular ticket. Right. You're spoiled.
This is what he said in a text to her. Your behavior Saturday was not only rude, but it cost me money. I want you to compensate me the $17 movie ticket and the $4 pizza. Will you do this, or do I have to pursue the money in small claims court? I can file online from my laptop, and I'm willing to do so. Your behavior was wildly out of line, and I'm happy to pursue putting you on the books for it.
Isn't it ironic he texted her about it?
Yeah.
She said that she was just, it was her friend texting her to see, like, if she was not, like, you know, kidnapped and dead somewhere,
sure, right.
You know, for going on a random date with a weirdo.
Yeah.
Which I can understand that and respect
it. And he kind of proved the point that he's a weirdo.
Yeah. No, I'm glad her friend texted her during the movie because she should probably stay away from you, dude.
Yeah, because you will not be safe.
Admittedly, though, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. You keep your freaking phone in your pocket.
Yeah, you messed up, girl.
Peel the avocado. Peel the avocado. Peel the avocado. Peel the avocado. Guacamole. Guacamole.
Please look up the guacamole
Mickey,
song.
Mickey, take notes, okay?
No.
This is you're gonna do this at Beans and Bumps, right?
No.
You gotta cover that song every night.
No.
And make guacamole. Interactive song.
A cafe, according to BuzzFeed News, just made a latte inside of an avocado.
Oh, inside of an avocado.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not an avocado latte as in it's in it. You drink it.
Out of an avocado. Well, that's kind of boring.
No, it that's gross. Like, I mean, I like avocados. But with lattes?
I don't think it would really affect the taste, though.
Yeah, no, it would.
Truman Cafe in Melbourne is responsible for this. I don't know. I love avocado. I love latte. But together? Not so sure.
No.
I don't know.
It's just, plus, you would be drinking, so your lip would be touching the avocado, so you're getting the avocado taste and then the coffee-ish
taste. But, like, is it
taste.
The skin of the avocado? Or,
yeah.
Well, then, it's yeah, like there's the, not really any taste there. It's the skin. It's just like a cup.
No.
Yeah.
That's not what we're supposed to be doing. That's not natural. Why do it
They're
then?
They're recycling the avocado.
I've drank beer out of a coconut before. That was pretty cool.
But that's supposed to be done. You put the beer in the coconut and throw the can away. You put the beer in the... Come on, that's science.
Hey, you know what you should do? You should get a helmet that's shaped like an avocado. Serve people a delicious beverage in it, and then they can put it on their head when they go out to, you know, hit the half pipe.
Avocado beans and bumps.
Oi, oi, oi.
Make poop. Everybody in the club wanna make poop. Everybody in their car wanna make poop.
So,
everybody
when Mickey posts this in our online sharing document, you know, where we post, like, interesting things that we want to talk about during the show, my interest was piqued.
Yeah, poop.
Yeah, it just says poop. Thank you, Mickey. Thank you for that.
I know, you needed that.
I needed some poop in my life.
Always.
Let's see. Apparently, when the feces of one mouse, according to science studies, the feces of one mouse was transplanted to another mouse, the recipient mouse either gained or lost weight. Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you get a poop transplant, it could help you lose weight. Lazy E, I would love to have your poop, and you can have mine if you're down for this.
You don't want mine. It'll, do you know how many pounds are in there with the megacolon? That's not a fair trade. You would owe me for 10 years.
I feel like I should have that Trump meme. This is the worst trade deal in the history of trade deals, yeah. Maybe ever.
Huge.
So, poop transplant. Why? Who thought of this?
I have no idea.
Actually, I've heard about it to cure things like sepsis and stuff when it what it's called C. diff when it's in the colon.
Okay.
They're doing that to remedy that, but to lose weight, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
That's
So are they transplanting the colon, or are they transplanting just the poop?
From what that explained, it sounded like just the feces.
Yeah, it's just the poop replacement.
So they're just taking poop out of somebody else and shoving it up inside you.
I guess.
And then you lose weight. Guys, just eat right and exercise. You don't got to do any of this gross stuff.
Nah. Clean. Get your poop. Go poop.
Yeah. You know what? That's going to be one day when we have our t-shirt website set up. Get your poop. That's going to be a
get
shirt.
Get your poop.
Oh, my God.
Good God, man. That's a news update. Up next, best opening lines for getting a positive response on a dating app. God help us all.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/AFreakAccidentPodcast.
So much cooler, oh my. So much cooler, oh my.
Online dating has pretty much taken over how people are meeting up, hooking up, all sorts of things.
That's how I met Proofreader.
It is? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have stayed single if I had to go onto an online dating app.
Oh, really?
Thanks.
Listen, when you work in a place, you see the same people every day. I'm not the type that's ever going to pick up a girl at the bar. It was easier that way, and it was effective.
Here's the thing. Those kinds of things, and I've thought long and hard about this, those kinds of things are, because you hear horror stories about people who meet up online, things like that. Here's the problem. People aren't honest, and it's not necessarily coming from a place of malice all the time. They're not honest because they want to portray themselves as being way more interesting than they actually are. So it's like, I love the outdoors. What they mean is they like their backyard, which is like it's like a 4x4 foot patch of grass in the middle of a, you know, industrial wasteland. It's like, that doesn't mean like you hike or you go adventuring in kayaks or anything like that. It's, but they will say that because, oh, I want to seem more interesting. And then you're just a letdown when it actually gets to the date.
And how many girls and guys did this at the bar before online dating apps? They did the same thing.
Yeah, probably.
To go off your point, if you ever see a girl or a guy on the dating site and they say, I like adventurous dates, you know what that means? You're going hibachi that night.
Right, yeah. Do you know what I mean? When I say like these people, the problem is they portray themselves as the person they wish they were, or the person that they think someone would find attractive, rather than just being themselves. Like when you get into these sites that have the algorithms that match you with people, it's better to just be your normal dopey self, because you'll be matched with somebody who will appreciate that dopiness properly.
Yeah, and if you go like and lie about it, you're going to get hooked up with somebody that loves going hiking or something like that, and you're not about that.
Yeah, right. But we are here to help.
Yes,
we
let's hear it.
Because online dating site Zoosk, and this article coming from BroBible.com, has revealed something that could prove to be a golden when it comes to your chances of using dating apps, specifically for you guys. This is how to send a great opening message, how to slide into those DMs without getting her to slide into the police station for a PFA.
I was gonna say, not a D pick.
Right, yeah. No. Right, yeah, no. Rule number one, no junk pics.
No junk pics, no peck pics, no
ever.
Nothing.
Ever. Keep that crap to yourself. We're not animals.
Keep it in your pants.
Right.
Yeah, the texting animals, right. Worst ones.
Opening messages. Here's your advice. Focus on unique, specific compliments.
Like your eyes, yes, your hair.
So vague.
Well, okay, you want to whittle it down here? We can whittle it down. We'll drill down. Messages that compliment someone's hair get 6% more responses. That compliment the eyes, 11%. That compliment someone's glasses, 39% more responses.
So I mean, even all the ones that wear the fake glasses that don't have the lenses in them?
Sure, why not?
I used to do that in high school.
You would.
But I did it when they didn't have the lenses in it, and every time like the teacher thought I had glasses on, so every once in a while I'd start scratching inside of them. Took a while, but they figured it out.
Don't be afraid to be a little bit flirty. Little bit. Okay? little does not mean showing the insides of your down under. Okay? That is a little too flirty. Okay? Messages that use the word crush got a 26% more responses.
Because it's innocent.
Messages that use the word adorable, 66% more responses.
Ooh, I thought adorable was creepy.
Yeah, I would go with creepy.
Okay.
Trouble, 42%.
Oh, like, oh, you look like trouble.
Maybe.
That's kind of a flirty way of saying
it. I don't
know.
I say when people like,
I'm
walk
in trouble with the law.
I have trouble with my finances.
My regular customers, when they walk in, I go, hey, trouble, what's up?
Yeah, you see, that is also, or you could get me in a lot of trouble. I bet you could get me in a lot of trouble. That kind of little flirty.
How about the thing that you wouldn't think would ever work? Try talking about the weather.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yep. Messages that use the word sun, weather, and or rain garnered 12%, 39%, and 20% more responses, respectively.
Okay, so I left my son out in the rain for 12 hours.
Weather.
That is weather. You know, it includes all those nice words.
Yep.
Done.
Yep.
I just improved my lifestyle.
Don't just say hi or hello. And this says here, women get this a lot. So don't just say hi. Don't just say hello. Start with messages that use the word hi get 22% fewer responses. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I read that last one wrong. Use the word sun, you get 12% fewer responses.
Oh.
Not more. So see, you actually probably was a wash then with your little scheme there.
Okay, so
okay. Saying hi, 22% fewer. Hello, 21% fewer. Howdy, 19% fewer. Hey, 35% fewer. And what's up, 10% fewer.
Do you guys want to hear what?
So don't greet them. Just jump right into.
At least have something, have a conversation starter of some point, because people have done that to me that have said, like, hi. And I'm like, am I supposed to respond to this?
I have a Nigerian prince who would like your help in moving $4 million of his father's fortune.
My first thing that proofreader saw of mine, you know how you have to put like a, have you ever saw?
Hero.
The headline.
Yeah, hero.
No, she messaged me.
Ah.
But the headline of mine said, I'm not a piece of meat. She said that caught her eye right away. And I said all the things that I liked. And I said the TV shows was, one of them was the Goldbergs. The reason why I replied back to her, for her first message to me, you had me at Goldbergs. And that's all it said.
There you go.
And it just, it spawned off of that. And we swatched the Goldbergs together. So there you go.
I thought you were going to say like the whole I'm not a piece of meat thing, be like, oh, but I'd love to throw you on the grill or something like that. It was going to be some cheesy.
But
kinda.
I like you in my meat locker.
don't ask her out in the first message. Find out if she's free first. Messages that use the word date, 14% fewer responses. Go out, 56% fewer responses. Yeah, because it's not high school. And tomorrow night, 26% more.
Height school.
Yeah, I my mouth.
You go down to height school.
It's like the hinge of my jaw, like locked up.
Is that where you get taller?
Ha! Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean.
Ask about her profile, not her photos. If you're if you're talking about the pictures, it's 25% fewer responses. If you're talking about profile, 12% more.
That's one thing that.
Yeah, because there's substance in the profile.
When you message somebody, what's very important to do, study that profile a little bit. Don't just go in there and see the picture and go, okay, time, boom. And then you message her something with something that she hates. Like you say, oh, man, I would love to go to a concert. What if she doesn't like to go?
Now, here's the question. Lazy E, you're the only one amongst the three of us who's had success with online dating or even tried it, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, no. So you had to have some more funny crap in your profile besides just I'm not a piece of meat, right?
Not really funny stuff.
Really? You were straightforward with it? You were like completely normal.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
see, because that's not you. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm a piece of meat. I think there was some joking things in there, but I basically put it out there. Like I said, listen, I'm looking for somebody that wants to make a relationship and not you know, just a one-night date or something like that. I want to have an actual relationship.
See, I guarantee if you let me write your dating profile, I could have gotten you way more interesting things. I'm not saying Proofreader isn't interesting. Proofreader, you're awesome. I'm just saying, like, you know, we could have mixed things up a little bit. If I definitely could have made something way, way more interesting that would have...
You couldn't beat the way I write them.
Caught a lot.
I was good.
You were good with your profile? You just said you were boring and normal, though.
But it
worked. I would have had some action stuff in there.
I would write one better for you than you could write better than me.
Point being, E got what he wanted out of his profile.
True.
He would not have gotten what he wanted if you wrote it.
Well, maybe not, but it still would have been more fun. I feel like a challenge is coming on here. I feel like we should make a dating profile for each other. All three of us. Why not all three of us?
Let's throw Mickey into the mix.
We will write a dating profile for each other, and we'll see how many clicks it gets.
So here's the. We'll write a standard. How about we have like a standard? Like, we can't just willy nilly like write a bunch of different subjects. Amongst us, we'll come up with the standard questions you have to answer.
Okay.
And we'll go off of that. Do we write them for everybody on the show? Like, I write it for you and Mickey? Or do we each take one person?
Well, seeing as I was supposed to compliment Crisco
and you never did that.
I forgot. I should probably write Crisco's.
Okay.
All right, that's
fine. It's a terrible idea. But.
Yeah, no, I'm eager to see what she's going to say about me, though. Because, you were supposed to write something positive about me on social media months ago when I won Finish the Lyric, and you never did.
Okay, well then, Crisco, since you think you could write a better one for me.
I'll write yours.
And, well, I lose.
What interesting things could you say about Mickey?
I can't wait, because that one's going to be fun.
After what he said to my boss, I can only imagine.
This should be American Gladiator Challenge. It's so difficult.
So are we going to like write it like you're really trying to get the person to date?
I was thinking more goofy, but you want to do it actually like
as if you were that person trying to get a date. I mean, still be funny, because that's what... It works, too.
Okay, so you want to do a legitimate... Like, if I was going to write your dating profile to get you the best date possible, what would I write?
I'm going to do this. Write it legitimately.
Wink, nudge.
You're doing the Rocky Raccoon thing where you're winking the eye that she can see.
No, I'm trying to show both of you. Write them legitimately.
He's winking one eye and just looking
back. Okay,
you ready?
That's not helping.
Blink, blink, blink.
Listen,
blink.
We will figure this out, and we'll read these next week on the show.
Next week, our own dating profiles for each other. Oh, boy.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Well, it's graduation season.
Yeah, we've been talking about it a lot, but it's pertinent.
It is pertinent. Now, if you had one person that you could ask for advice with regard to what you should do with your life now that you're done with high school or college, who would you want to talk to?
Us.
Well, besides us. I mean, I know we give the best advice on the planet.
I mean, then you're talking like fourth tier at that point.
Yeah. How about the richest man alive?
That might be a good idea.
Bill Gates. Yeah. I mean, he's been pretty successful.
Yeah.
Although he's talking to college students and he dropped out.
I still hear music.
Yeah. Well, maybe we want to grow.
My heart must go on. He dropped out of college.
He did.
He did indeed.
Now, mind you, students that think that's good. Can I just bring this up? Students that think, well, Bill Gates dropped out. He also had a plan.
Yeah, right. That's true. And he had a great multi-$100 billion idea.
And to be fair, he was going to Harvard.
Right.
I think Harvard. So.
Well, he went on a string of tweets a few days ago.
Okay.
He said, new college grads often ask me for career advice at the risk of sounding like somebody, and he posted a YouTube video, but he's gonna get into this. I would argue that this applies to high school graduates as well, though, because
sure.
You know, you're trying to figure out what you want to major in, or if you even want to go to college, which I would say you don't have to go to college. Go learn a trade. That's much more practical, and there's the opportunity to make way more money. But in any case, he says this is Bill Gates' advice. AI, that is artificial intelligence, energy, and biosciences are promising fields where you can make a huge impact. It's what I would do if I were starting out today. He then says, looking back on when I left college, there were some things I wish I had known. For example, intelligence takes many different forms. It is not one-dimensional and not as important as I used to think.
He says this after talking about how artificial intelligence is a growing field.
Right.
Just putting that out there.
I also have one big regret. When I left school, I knew little about the world's worst inequities. Took me decades to learn. You know more than I did when I was your age. You can start fighting inequity, whether down the street or around the world, sooner. Inequity. Is he talking about inequality? I don't know what he's talking about.
That sounds inequity. Like what he's talking about.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, Mickey, you look it up. We'll keep reading.
Meanwhile, surround yourself with people who challenge you, teach you, and push you to be your best self, as Melinda Gates does for me. Oh, how nice.
No, then that's a way to... get some brownie points right there.
Warren Buffett, I measure my happiness by whether people close to me are happy and love me, and by the difference I make for others.
Inequity is lack of fairness or justice.
Oh, okay.
So, like equality, so.
So, be a warrior for justice in societal places.
Next tweet.
Triggered! So he says, let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Shows how the world is getting better. Sounds crazy, but it's true. This is the most peaceful time in human history. That is true, actually. That's a statistic, much as it's difficult to believe.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah. Let's see. That matters because if you think the world is getting better, you want to spread the progress to more people and places. It doesn't mean you ignore the serious problems we face. It just means you believe that they can be solved. This is the core of my worldview. It sustains me in tough times and is the reason I love my work. I think it can do the same for you.
He has been very charitable with his money.
Absolutely.
He won't give any to his kids.
Good.
When he dies, he said it's all going to charity.
Good.
But they're also he's also giving them the business. So.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, and if yeah. they run into the ground, that's their own fault.
Yeah.
That's pretty good advice, I think, though.
It's sound advice. He's not saying... He's not giving you a direct order.
Right.
But giving you... Like it's supposed to be advice.
What advice would you give to a graduate today?
Really concentrate before you go into college on what you want to do so you don't spend like the first semester or two doing something you don't want to do.
They're graduating. We're past that point.
Well, I was
well, assuming it's high school graduates. Any graduate at all.
So to high school students, I would say concentrate. Even if you have to take a semester off, think about it.
Yeah,
first.
Because who knows? You might end up with a nuclear engineering degree that you never use.
Who's that?
Definitely not me.
Oh, that's sarcasm.
Sitting here doing a podcast in the back bedroom of my house.
Well.
Rather than developing a really big bomb somewhere.
You're engineering something. That computer.
Ta-da! True.
Mickey, what advice would you give?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Know what you want, I guess. You know, the same as E. You know, take that time. Don't think that you have to just go and do something. Figure out what you want.
Well, branching off of that, I said it before already. Don't go off of the commonly held notion that you have to go to college.
Right.
You don't have to. Think about it. Mickey didn't.
Nope.
Yeah. You know, Lazy E did, and, well, I mean, it's worked out well for you. I did. I never used my degree. But, I mean, it's like you're not – basically what I'm saying is look into things like welding, electrical – you know,
if that interests you.
General contracting, stonemasonry, auto mechanic. There's a lot. Plumbing. There's a lot of different trades out there. And there's a lot of other things you can do that do not require you to go and get a bajillion dollars in debt in college just to get a slip of paper. That's a very narrow field.
You know, two things. One, that going off of what you said, instead of spending billions of dollars, if you want to figure it out or try to get at least a basic marketing degree, if you want to get you want to start your own auto business with your trade, go to a community college. It gets a lot of like flack for being community college, but guess what? You save a lot of money and you figure stuff out a little bit easier instead of spending,
You're getting the same schooling.
Yeah.
You really are.
Guess what? The subject matter doesn't change from Harvard to community college.
Right.
Guess what? Calculus is still calculus whether you're taking it at the local CC or whether you're taking it at Yale.
Right.
The same rules apply.
Also, don't go for a job for money. That's not going to make you happy. You're going to be you may be rich, but you're going
to
be miserable.
Do something you want to do. You know, when I think back, I wanted to be I was actually thinking about going to school to be a video game designer or a software engineer.
I thought of that,
like
that too.
And I'll never forget when I said that, one of my teachers told me, oh, that's foolish. That field's never going to go anywhere. You're never going to be able to make a decent living doing that. You got to do something else. And now video game designers are, you know, you're talking about don't care about the money, but guess what? They are making like $100,000 a year, like ridiculous salaries. They're and they're doing all this cool stuff with video games. It's like, so not only would I have loved what I was doing, but I would have ended up making a lot of money doing it too if I hadn't listened to that idiot teacher.
But regardless, even if you weren't making the money, you would be interested in what you're doing. You'd have a passion for it, and that's what you need to do.
That's what I mean. So don't listen. There's another bit of advice. Don't listen to your idiot teachers. You know what you want. Go for it.
And if you don't know what you want, get a job and start figuring out if it's something you want to do. If you don't like the job, you move on to the next one. Yeah. You know, there's plenty of ways to go about and figure it out.
But a teacher who's 50, 60 years old isn't necessarily going to be on the up and up with all of the up-and-coming technologies and programs and everything else. So
go with your heart.
Go. I wish I had, because like you said, I'd be doing software engineering, I'd be loving my life, and I'd be making a lot of money too. So
it'd be perfect.
Yeah. But instead, I'm here. With you.
I still think you'd be miserable.
Well, that's just because I'm a generally miserable person. But
no, that's true.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd find things to be upset about. Don't worry. But on the other hand, you know, I'd have money, and money does make happiness.
Apparently,
we know
he doesn't
that.
Listen to you at all. E.
No.
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 I think that's good advice that we've given people, though.
Yeah.
Right. Don't feel like you need to go to college. Do what you're passionate about. Don't focus on money and. Think about what you want to do before you actually go and do it.
Also, if you have some advice for the graduates, freaks@freakaccident.com. Still graduation season. We could bring them up again.
Got any advice for somebody who's almost 30 years old and still doesn't know what the heck to do with their life?
No, for graduates.
No, for me.
Oh,
freaks@freakaccident.com. Send me advice. Somebody help me, please.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter @AFreakAccident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
It's clobbering time!
If you're talking about CM Punk, yes, it's to him in a UFC fight.
This is from Business Insider. Scientists have discovered 5 personality traits linked with a long life.
Okay.
They discovered them? Yeah. Like they weren't there before?
Apparently not.
Yeah, no. Let's see. Are you friendly, open, emotionally stable? No, and no.
I am emotionally stable, apparently, from the quiz that I took last week.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, you are, so you've got it.
Woohoo!
Friendly and open, though?
No. Yeah. No. You're distant and mean.
Yeah, we know.
Dozens of large studies of older people from around the world suggest that these personality traits are among the handful of characteristics tied to longer life. While one study found that we're not particularly good at identifying these traits in ourselves, we do notice it in our close friends.
Okay.
Okay, so first is conscientiousness.
Okay.
Of what?
Do you not know what that word is?
No, you're conscientious of someone. Like, I know I didn't mean to say it like that. Like I don't even know how to put it into a definition.
Yeah, the meaning they're less likely to take risks, but tended to be more thorough and efficient.
Okay,
conscientious. It's basically like you have you're not impractical. You're practical is another way to say you're conscientious.
Right.
You're practical.
I thought of a totally different definition, so awesome. That's, you win.
He's thinking that's where you
pay attention to stuff.
That's where you are not passed out, right? You're conscientious.
Well, I thought that meant like almost being kind towards someone. I don't know why that was the definition in my head.
Openness is the next one. Openness.
No one wants a person who's closed off and all holding secrets. That makes total sense.
Expressing yourself, opening yourself up, being there for people, being a good listener. Look at Mickey. All she does is listen. She barely ever says anything.
Huh?
You would be correct.
Yeah.
I see what you did
there. Jokes.
That's pretty funny. Emotional stability.
Yep.
Well, nobody wants crazy.
Yeah. Crazy or depressed or angry or bitter or...
Let's go back to the online dating thing that we're talking about.
All of the things that I am.
Let's go back to the online dating thing.
Shh, I'm introspecting.
Stop it.
That means being kind to others. I knew it. But you go on internet dating. You see someone who's rattling off, oh, I want to fall in love and I want to do this, but if I don't, I'm gonna be so sad. Yeah, that's a girl you stay away from, much like a friend you'd stay away from.
Right.
You mean someone who comes off as desperate?
Not desperate. I'm talking about that can't, has no like slow ebb and flows. Like they're steep valleys and mountains.
Manic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're bipolar. You're either hot or you're cold.
Yeah.
Yes, you don't know. You're in and you're out. You're up and you're down.
Yeah.
You're wrong and it's right. Black and it's
white. Are you done? Stop. What's the next one?
What did Katy Perry do to her hair, by the way?
She butchered it. Next personality.
Friendliness.
Nope.
Yeah, there goes Mickey.
I know Mickey actually is very friendly.
When?
Well, not at work.
not to us.
No.
But like, you know, in general, I think she's very friendly.
When I have to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, friendliness.
No.
The ability to express feelings.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
There you go. I would assume that means like in a healthy way, because there's plenty of unhealthy ways to express your feelings.
Go back to the emotional
negativity.
Yeah, go back to the emotional one that ties right in.
I don't think it's even just negativity. It's like a lot of people literally don't know how to properly process and deal with their feelings. So they bottle them up or they try and suppress them, and then they end up coming out anyway, but in
or
not necessarily desirable
think
ways.
Feeling. That's right. Always my favorite.
Right, well, yeah. They're feeling, they think one thing because they're actually feeling something else, and it's just they're misinformed on what's actually going on in their own brain.
Or like you said, they hold it back and then they get drunk and then you're in for a night of...
It comes flooding out. Yeah, yeah. So knowing how to properly manage your feelings, not necessarily being ruled by them, but also understanding that they're real and they exist and they mean something, so you should probably address them when they're there.
Nah, be a man, stuff them deep where you can't find them anymore.
Bury them deep down under ruggedness.
By the time they come out, you won't care.
Just bury it deep.
Yep, like a man.
Underneath all of the tectonic plates and, you know, where deep down, where
and
there's all that.
And then it's going to cause a volcano.
You'll deal with that later.
No. Listen, that's not how ground works, okay? All the pressure just stays in all the time. Mm-hmm. There's never a massive explosion of energy because it's been bottled up for so long. It doesn't work like that.
You know.
See, you must believe in a flat earth to think what you think.
No, I believe in tectonic plates.
Transformers aren't real. Mickey, you're ridiculous. Come on, we've said some stupid stuff on this show, but that was the dumbest.
It'll get worse next week.
Why isn't funny on there? Or having a good laugh?
You're maybe not funny and nobody likes you.
That's why.
Maybe being funny actually kills you, in which case, hey everybody, hopefully enjoy the early grave.
Yeah.
Because hopefully we've made you laugh a lot. That was
that went wrong.
Yeah.
It's a good time to end the show.
All right, let's wrap it up before I continue to say dumb things. It's a freakaccident.com. That's our website. Send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com. You can email us about anything. If you've got something you want us to talk about, you've got a thought you'd like to express, if you need advice, you've got a problem in your life,
we'll
solve
it.
You can ask for that. Choose to remain anonymous if you want. Include your mailing address, though, and we will send you some free stickers. You can also, when you're at the website, click Connect on the menu bar. Find links to all of our social media. You can click Podcast. Find every podcast we've ever done. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this, you can subscribe anywhere podcasts are downloaded. That includes Google Play Music, TuneIn, Spreaker, any podcasting app, and especially the big kahuna, iTunes. That is like kind of
the moneymaker.
It's the Billboard charts for podcasts. And every subscription helps us get a little bit higher, along with every good review. So leave us a good review if you liked what you heard. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this whole episode.
Sincerely.
We'll be back again next week with another brand new episode, which will feature, well, as we discussed earlier, we will be writing each other's dating profiles.
It's gonna get weird.
No disaster can come of that, I'm sure. And we will also be checking on our future news predictions for
future
May.
Future news.
Oh, my God. To see if any of them came true. And we'll come up with some future news for June as well.
And if you want to give some future news, something you think will happen in June, you can email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Absolutely, you can. And don't forget to follow us on social media to stay in touch. That wraps it up this time. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
Make poop. Everybody in the club wanna make poop.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.